I'm not sure about the window film. Now, if he means that shrink plastic that they use up north, and I saw it on the shelf at a home improvement store the other day where you kind of create this double-pane window system.
No, but what he's talking about here is putting a film on there now that it's cool so that when it gets hot later, he's got that.
Oh, is that what it is? Window film works great for direct sunlight. It does not work well for hot to cold, but it does help reflect the sunlight out. Remember, with windows, you have a reflective property and you've got a conductive property.
I was just going to ask you about that.
And usually that's why low E is for the direct sunlight and the double pane is for the hot outside, cold inside, or vice versa. So you have two different things, and he's only going to handle one thing, and that's direct sunlight heat gain from that.
And the aluminum will still transfer
the frame. The aluminum frame transfers BTUs. Yes. I mean,
it's a better bet to replace in general.
Well, if he had this really strong sunlight coming in a few windows, he put some film on, he didn't have a lot of money, it's going to help a lot. If he's trying to make his whole house more energy efficient, then changing all the windows for all the different scenarios is always going
to
be best.
And Jim, I was talking to Jim Fumi over at Gulf Coast about this, and he says, you know, it's not unusual that people will do some windows and then do them in phases and go through the house and do it in steps.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, be upfront with the salesperson. Make sure those windows will be available that as you go through, because sometimes they do get discontinued. But that's nothing wrong with that. But follow through with the plan, because two new windows and 10 old windows doesn't do you a lot of good. Mm-hmm.